Our next speaker is right from Massachusetts. Dr. Phyllis Mullenix started her career at the University of Kansas with a PhD in pharmacology with a specialty in neurotoxicology. She completed a postdoctorate at Johns Hopkins School of Public Health in Environmental Medicine. In 1977, she joined the Department of Psychiatry at Children's Hospital in Boston and joined the Department of Neuropathology with Harvard Medical School. From there, she moved to Forsyth Dental Research Institute and was the head of the Department of Toxicology for 11 years. In 1995, she published the groundbreaking study linking fluoride with damage to the central nervous system. Currently, Dr. Mullenix is a research associate at Children's Hospital Department of Psychiatry and lecturer in radiation oncology at Harvard Medical School. Please give a warm welcome to Dr. Phyllis Mullenix.
I want you to know I was born and raised in Missouri, the Show Me State. I talk a little slower, and so I think I ought to have a little longer to talk because it takes me longer to get it out. Yes, I want to tell the story of how I was introduced to fluoride. I will tell you the truth. Fluoride never even entered my thoughts before 1982. I was at Children's Hospital. My specialty was I was to develop animal models to screen, to look at and develop technology that would screen substances for having an adverse effect upon the brain and behavior. In the process of doing that, I drew the attention of Dr. Jack Hine, who was the director of the Forsyth Dental Center in Boston. It's right next to the Museum of Fine Arts, if you're not familiar with it. It's an old institution that used to provide free dental care for all the children of Boston. Dr. Hine wanted me to come to Forsyth because he wanted me to apply the new technology that we were working on to dental products. And he was suspicious that many of the dental products were causing a problem for the brain. And he wanted me to come and to develop the new computer system that we were in the process of working on. It was to be a brand new system that would totally make screening for neurotoxicity an objective measure. I'm going to turn down the lights so we can see the slides. I'm not trying to get you into the science, I'm just trying to get you to realize what was going on. We developed the first computer pattern recognition system where a computer actually did what the eyeball would do in terms of looking at behaviors. This computer system, we got the first VAC system, and it was totally dedicated to doing nothing but following the movements of animals and being able to pick out abnormal behavioral patterns. So I moved then to Forsyth. I agreed to come and to set the system up, and I also agreed that this system would be applied to fluoride as the first thing that we would study. When I moved to Forsyth, Dr. Jack Hine introduced me to what was known as the world's leading expert on fluoride chemistry and fluoride toxicology. That individual's name was Dr. Harold Hodge. Dr. Harold Hodge is one of the founding fathers of the